Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Answer call.
Bruce Remus, dashing husband, at your service.
Hello, dashing husband. I'm calling to remind you to ask for Thursday off. Evan's flight lands in the afternoon, and I'd love it if we could all pick her up together.
Already done. We're all set.
Great. We can get on the road early Friday and avoid some of the RV traffic.
Sounds like a plan.
Oh, hey, I've got to pick up Manny from track practice tonight. Can you grab some pizza on your way home?
Sure. You got it.
Thanks. I'll see you at the house. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Oh, hey there, Ruby. You're looking good, old girl. Hope you're ready for another fun-filled adventure.
We're home.
Perfect timing. Pizza's on the table. Hello, son.
Hey, Dad.
Big season coming up. You guys gonna repeat this year?
I don't know. Probably.
That a boy. The Remus family was born to run.
How was your day?
Good. You?
Good. We started setting up for the big shoot next week. We're going to fill the space with dry ice and balloons.
That's gonna be a fun shoot. I can't wait to see the proofs.
Thanks. I'm really looking forward to it. But not as much as I'm looking forward to seeing Evan tomorrow. Oh, I'm so happy she could make it home for the summer camping trip.
Me too. Now let's eat before it gets cold.
Well, but there are snacks. You could have got it.
What other pizza would you... Yeah.
What's Evan's favorite? Veggie Supreme.
All the colors.
This has been flight number 712, that's 712, with nonstop service from New York to Portland. If this is your final destination, welcome home. If you're here for a visit, then welcome to Oregon. We hope you enjoy your trip and come back to see us again soon. Go Timbers!
There she is!
Mom!
And there she goes.
I haven't seen her run like that in years.
Oh, Evan, welcome home, baby. We've missed you so much.
It's so good to be home.
We brought you a little something.
Oh my god, is that Dutch Brothers?
It is. Vanilla latte, extra foamy.
You remembered.
Welcome home, Evan.
Coffee.
I didn't bring you anything, but I'll give you a hug.
Gee, thanks. What do you say we get out of here? I've had enough of crowded places.
Sure thing. I'll carry your bags. Manny, here. Put these in the back.
Hey.
Okay, take your sister's bags up to her room, huh?
I'll get dinner going. You go ahead and settle in.
Thanks, Mom. It's good to be home. I didn't think it was possible that I've actually missed this place.
I knew you'd miss us.
Did you sleep well?
Yeah, like a rock.
Good. Did you bring your sleeping bag?
Yeah, it's in my suitcase.
Your backpack is over there. Let's finish packing up. We need to get on the road soon.
Hey, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for all your help during finals week. I don't think I could have gotten through it without you.
Your English professor sounded like a real gem. I'm glad you stuck with it. And now, onwards and upwards. Sophomore year awaits, hmm? You're going to do great.
Thanks, Mom.
So, tell me, between us girls, are you seeing anyone?
Mom!
I went to college once.
There's barely enough time for the coursework. It's one paper after another.
Are you having any fun?
A little.
Good.
That's a nice camera.
Your dad got it for me last year. It's got 32 megapixels and a full frame sensor. And it shoots 4K video. I love this thing.
Are you taking all these lenses with you?
No, not this time. I'll have to narrow it down.
Yeah, because you're so good at not overpacking.
Are you ready to bust out of the stable and hit the dusty road? What's that? Oh, I know you are, girl. Hey, come on, Manny. Lift with your knees.
You would think there would be less stuff.
Why's that?
Because we're staying in a yurt. All we need are backpacks and bedding.
And food.
Well, there is that.
Come over here and help me load the cooler.
Where are the girls?
Give them some time. It's been a while since your mom and sister have seen each other.
They talk on the phone all the time.
It's not the same, son.
Dad, are we really going on that Grand Canyon expedition after I graduate?
You bet we are.
You know there's a waiting list, right?
No, I did not. But your mother did. She registered us.
Really?
Yes, really. After Evan left for college, she wished they'd done something extra special together. So, in a way, thank your sister as well.
Do I have to?
No. Go in and check up on those two, okay? I'll finish up out here.
Okay. Mom! Evan! Where are you guys?
Back here!
Dad's almost done loading up. Are you guys ready?
Yeah. Think fast. Take our bags out and we'll be right behind you.
Your wish is my command, Princess Evan.
What's up with him?
I have no idea.
Hey, look here. The party has arrived.
About time.
Everything looks good here. Did you go to the bathroom?
Dad... I'm not five anymore.
You girls use the bathroom?
Yes, Dad, we all pottied.
Good. I've taught you well.
You guys load up. I'm going to call the neighbors and remind them to water the garden while we're gone.
You kids are in for a real treat. I'm breaking out all the hits this trip.
Right. Ugh. When will you give up and let one of us choose the playlist?
When you pay for the car and the gas and the insurance.
And we get it.
Hey, Mom, tell Dad to let someone else pick the music for the trip, please.
I've tried.
Tried and failed. Let that be a lesson to you, too. Let's rock.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.